Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Path.
Nobody likes facing hardship. And yet as Christians, we need to look at trials and difficulties in a very different light. There is a common practice in Australian vineyards to water the grapevines with irrigation. The plants are provided with water whenever they are threatened by warm weather. They really don't need anything. They're constantly provided for. As a result, the roots of these grapevines only go down about 5 or 10 meters into the ground. Whereas in France, the common practice is to provide no irrigation for the grapevines. In the face of hot weather or drought, the plants have to push their roots deeper to find moisture. As a result, the grapevine roots can grow down to nearly 140 meters. As Christians, we face the same decision. When we face the hardships and sufferings of life, we have to make a choice. Do we look for an easy option that will console us and feed the present need, avoid the suffering, a way to escape from the pain that's in front of us? Or do we allow the discomfort to take us deeper into the mystery of God's love for us? It is by choosing to thirst for the true water of life that our roots sink deep into the well of grace. As St. Paul says in the letter to the Colossians, we've been firmly rooted in Christ, and we're now being built up in Him and established in faith. So in the face of hardships, choose Christ alone. Don't take the temptation of choosing comfort or an easy escape, but allow this hardship to take you deeper into the mystery of faith. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
Listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
inside my head since I saw you. I saw the light and now I know what I wanna say to you. Don't lose that light, the light in your eyes. Can't you see the world is changing?
You're listening to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Is it possible for couples to help their marriage simply by watching movies?
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're discussing movie marriages.
We came across an interesting study recently. The study of newlywed couples looked at the impact of two popular marriage programs, Care and Prep. There was a control group who did nothing, and also a fourth comparison group which did a self-help program that involved watching and discussing five movies.
So what were the results? It turns out that doing nothing is definitely not a good idea for your marriage. Those couples had a higher incidence of marriage breakdown. About a quarter of them were either divorced or separated within 3 years. So clearly doing nothing is not a great idea. Both Care and Prep were confirmed to be effective programs, and those participants had less than half the breakdown rate as those who did nothing.
The big surprise, however, was the self-help movie chat program. It turned out to be as effective as either of the formal courses. Wait a minute. Is it really possible that the simple act of watching a movie together is as effective in reducing the marriage breakdown rate as participating in a structured school-based program? Apparently it is. So what's going on here?
Well, firstly, it's not just any old movie. The movies selected for the study were specifically chosen for their relational realism. The study authors avoided popular romantic movies and instead selected movies that showed couples dealing with the highs and lows that are common to every marriage, displaying both well and poorly handled challenges.
Secondly, you got to talk about it too. The task for the participants was more than just watching a movie. They were also required to discuss the movie for 30 to 45 minutes afterwards, using a structured set of questions provided by the research team. So this is not an indulgence into movie escapism. The whole effort was to foster connection.
This study actually confirms something we have long held to be true, that while it takes some effort, it doesn't take much effort to positively impact your marriage.
We're Francine and Byron Parola, and for more tips, visit smartloving.org.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Think of where you're going, not where you Evermore there with Follow the Sun, and in that mix too, a great little tune called Lights by Jake Norter.
Speaking of mixes, in that mix too, Dodgy, Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for vibrant marriages in their Smart Loving segment. It's always great to have them on the show. We also heard from our newest presenter, Father Dave Callahan. Well, Dodgy, this is a huge event that I'd like everybody to know about, Proclaim 2014.
Oh, yeah.
It's a conference on the new evangelization organized on behalf of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference by the National Office for Evangelization.
Nice.
Now, the first conference, Proclaim 2012, attracted over 400 participants each day, Dodgy, and Proclaim 2014 promises to attract even more.
Yeah.
It's people coming from all over the country and worldwide as well. 21st to the 23rd of August 2014. It will be held at the Concourse Chatswood.
Yeah.
Now, to find out more, proclaimconference.com.au. Proclaimconference.com.au.
Mate, that sounds like something not to be missed. Now, I've got for you, Dave, an invitation to attend Music and Liturgy Conference in Melbourne. It's called the RISE 2014.
Right.
Now, this goes from the 15th to the 18th of May this year. RISE 2014 will showcase new music for parishes and schools and explore creative and engaging ways to enhance the liturgical rites and celebrate as communities of faith. So, look, if you want to know more about this or to book, please contact Paul Skippen. He's the event coordinator, and he's on skippen66@gmail.com. That's skippen66@gmail.com.
Sounds like another great event, Dodgy. Coming up, Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy. Now, Bruce is one of our regulars and has been with the journey since we kicked off last year. He's just moved over to the East Coast to kick off this thing called Impact Ministries.
That's right, Dave. He's looking at bringing people who've fallen away from faith back into Christian communities in a big evangelizing outreach.
Good on him.
Now, I know he's speaking at the Hillsong Conference later this year too, and I can't wait to hear what Bruce has got in store for us, mate.
For sure, Dodgy, I'm with you on that one. Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy.
Do you ever wake up and know that it's just going to be one of those days? Your thoughts are already filled with dread about the day and you wonder how the heck you're going to get through. You check your emails and they confirm your dread. One of your children comes to you deeply upset and needing your 100% attention. All that before a cup of coffee. Sometimes in our lives we can have those difficult days. Days when we don't feel able to cope with our circumstances or to do the things we need to do. As Christians we must learn to appreciate those difficult days. Rather than being deterred by challenges along the way, could they stimulate us? As we journey with Christ through rough terrain, we can have real confidence because we know that together with Christ, we can handle anything. We just forget this time and time again. We can know this through three things. Firstly, our relationship with Jesus. When we walk daily with Christ, every experience is shared and we learn to trust Him with our whole lives. Secondly, the promises we read in the Bible. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The scriptures are filled with example of God's promise to be with us through everything. And thirdly, when we remember and reflect on our past experiences, we know that we have coped successfully during hard times. When we look back at our lives, we can see how Christ has helped us through the difficult days. If we're tempted to think, yes, but that was then and this is now, we just have to remember who God is. Though I might change and my circumstances might change dramatically, God remains the same throughout all of time and eternity. This can be the basis of our confidence so that we can get through even the worst of our days. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguy.com? And remember, I want you to know that God is never far from you.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
I do.
You're tuned to The Journey. That was Won Me Over by Audrey Assad. And before that, we had Bruce Downs, one of my favourites, The Catholic Guy. That brings us to the end of another show, Dodsy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening into The Journey. We're only 1 week out from Easter now. Make sure you get yourself along to your local church to really prayerfully celebrate the great events of our salvation with the remembrance of the death and resurrection of Jesus that we celebrate at Easter. And we're going to hear from Bishop Peter Ingham next week on Easter Sunday, Dave.
Yeah, Dodsy, it'll be great to hear from Bishop Peter Ingham. Now, I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page as well. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine, where you can also follow the links to listen to past shows of The Journey as podcasts. How good is that?
Pretty good. Next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again. Great music, interviews, and inputs from our awesome presenters.
Faith, hope, love, and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
And remember, have yourselves a great week.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.